is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. Mike Parsons is with us, and we're talking about marriage contracts and getting the state out of your business. Mike, let's talk about that. What are the advantages for those of us who have marriage contracts? What are the advantages for us to make them null and void, rescind them?
Well, first let me articulate that the covenant relationship between a man, a woman, and God in the marriage covenant is only found lawfully, legally, under the confines of that relationship between man and God, and that's where its origins are, that's where its purview is, and that which God creates and controls, there's no one else that can step in and do anything with that unless you allow them, and you have to allow them by contract. That's where the state steps in, and through deception and fraud and this magic, they give you the appearance and illusion that you're required to have this license. Otherwise, it's a crime. But it's not, folks. The only reason they created the marriage licenses in this country happened after the second, well, I wanted to say the second American Revolution, but they call it the Civil War. And ultimately, it was utilized to, as they say, prevent the black population from intermarrying with the white population. As a mechanism to control people and their behaviors. Marriage is ordained by God, not man, and once you contract with the state, you give the state partial ownership. They've now got skin in the fight. You've heard the term in-laws? Well, that has legal precedence and standing simply because in a marriage, the parents of the two getting married, they call them in-laws because they are within the legal bounds of authority, and they have some vested interest in the proceeds, which are the children. That's why they have visitation rights and various other rights that are natural common law rights, and they're still reflected today. They just take the word common law out. They don't want you to know where these rights originate from the creation of common law. But people will invariably turn over that which is theirs exclusively to them through stupidity. Turning in your marriage license is totally legal, and once you've done that, the state is placed on notice that they're no longer in the game. You've heard of an attorney at law. An attorney at law, if you can imagine the bar, the separation between the crowd in the courtroom and the judge and the prosecutor and defense attorneys and so forth, stepping into the arena, as it were, those people that are attorneys at law mean they come up to the bar, but their person does not enter therein. They have no flesh in the fight. At the end of the day, whether their client wins or loses, they go home. They don't lose any money. They can't be incarcerated. They have nothing at stake. An in-law, your mother-in-law, father-in-law types, they have something at stake. They're prodigy. The proceeds of their giving of their child in marriage is an act of acceptance of another person into that family relationship, but there's expectations and that they give up their entire rights to the proceeds, and they can come in and assist and in some cases take custody of the children. In many states, if the parents seem to give up that right of parent, then the grandparents step in and take over. And that's recognized throughout the world. When you give up your marriage license, you're still married. Your marriage is between you and God. the bounds that hold you to your covenants. And most people, if they have any moral standing in their soul, it's not the government looking over you. It's your Creator. Whose are you? Are you the government's or are you God's? It's not who you are. It's whose you are. Whose are you? Who do you belong to? I tell you, there's a lot of people that go around and they espouse freedom and liberty, and when it comes right down to it, they are totally indifferent regarding who they turn over their lives to. I spoke with a man who was a preacher at a prison a few years back, and he was preaching to these men that were incarcerated, and virtually in every sermon that he would give, he would emphasize that you're here because you put yourself here and that the government did the right thing. And he would always support the government, and Romans 13 was always a big issue. You know, love your government, pray for your government. And I said that it sounds like you're always putting government ahead of God and what God said. He said, well, you know, Mike, government is God. You just haven't recognized that. I said, well, it may be your God, but it's certainly not mine. But here's a man who is a paid preacher in a prison who is educating people that the government is their God and that they should submit to government over them. Put a man over yourself because they know better than you do. I started a little class in that place where I was housed in that 7x11 concrete vault. And we started out with a few members of various denominations, Christian, Muslim, even some atheists. And I said, let's just do a simple study here. Let's go through this book, and let's read all the God saids, and let's read all the Christ saids, and let's read all the Yeshua and Yahweh saids, and everything that is referenced as the Creator. Let's go through there and highlight all these. And then let's go back and study them. Let's see, what did God say? What did Christ say? What did Yahweh say? What did they say? And let's ignore all this other stuff. And they did that for about 4 weeks, and they came away with an understanding that, hey, God wants us to follow Him, not some man, not some government, and that which God has given us, the government is hell-bent on taking away from us. And to the degree that the government is nothing more than a collection of people that are out there trying to take away from you what is rightfully yours, It's not that complicated. You have people out there that go out and make a living and produce and provide for their families, and then there are people that go out and try to find ways to take from you that which is yours. I would call that stealing, but they call it bureaucracy.
Mike, when Mrs. Finelli and I were planning on getting married back in the 1970s, I was told by the priest that we had to get a marriage license. We had to. That's all there was to it. There would be no ceremony without it. Now, I believe that that's the case for just about everyone who is involved with a church ceremony, a church service, where a priest or a rabbi or a minister or a pastor is involved in performing the marriage ceremony. They've been conned. Is that what you're saying?
They have. I have many friends that are Native American and non-Native American that have been married by Native American shaman and ministers and preachers that do not recognize the government for anything. And these people go about their business, and they are left alone, especially when the government finds out there is no marriage contract, there is no birth certificates. They lose all control over that. Now, they'll try to argue that they do, and some people say, yeah, they can get around that. Well, they only have jurisdiction if you give it to them, and as long as you know what to not do, they can't touch you. And these people are recognized under statute as common law married, and they still have the ability to do many things. Now, if you're looking at Social Security benefits, you might have to argue with that, but then again, is your whole motive to get a few extra dollars at the end of the road? I know a lot of people that have opted out of the Social Security system completely because they've turned in their Federal Reserve identification number, their tracking number, the back of your Social Security card, you'll find another set of numbers preceded by a letter. And it's usually, I believe, in green or brown or red ink. And that number used to be able to be located on one of these financial institutions because you were literally being sold on the commodities market as a commodity. That's where your straw man came in. That's where your name in all capital letters occurs. And in Black's Law Dictionary, Webster's, Bouvier's, the only names that occur in all capitals are corporations. Your name in all capitals is your straw man corporation. They're coming after your straw man, but they're affecting the human. They're taking the human's labor. They're taking the human's person and putting it in prison. It's a bait and switch. And as yesterday you had on your show, Dr. Miller, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, he spoke of the magic and how in the future it would be used to control reality. Well, the future's here. When you consider that when the former, let's say, Prime Minister of Pakistan, Benazir Bhutto, was assassinated by a gunman, and you could see it if you watched the video, but the initial report was that she fell and hit her head while riding in a vehicle. And until just a few days ago, that was the official narrative. Now they're saying that she was shot to death. And it's just like flipping a switch. People are supposed to ignore that which they've been told, all the lies they've been told. Now they're told the truth. And the reality is people aren't reacting to that. They simply changed the narrative, folks, from one thing to another. When the United States ambassador was killed in Benghazi, Libya, you were told that he was killed at the U.S. embassy in Benghazi. And then they changed the narrative that he was killed at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. And days after the event in Benghazi, many people, they realized that through simple verification, they discovered that there was no embassy or consulate in Benghazi. And in fact, that there were arms being shipped through this house, which turns out to be a CIA front house. And at every turn, the government narrative is that we live in a democracy. How many times have you heard in the last year someone say, we're spreading democracy around the world? However, the simple truth is that we're a republic, not a democracy.
Mike, hold that thought. Mike Parsons, hold that thought. Mike and I will be right back right after these few short commercial announcements. This is USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Mike Parsons is with us, and mentioned democracy, and I want to share something with you. Back in the 1990s, I was a computer consultant for several county school districts in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and I did not have a job description. But I was tasked with building, designing, installing, and teaching the technology to the teachers and the students that I built. And as long as our districts were leading computer technology in Virginia, they left me alone. And so sometimes I would just go into the classrooms and sit in the back and either look at computers or see how they were being used. And I would sit in the back of the classroom and hop on a few of these network computers that were in the classrooms. And I remember very vividly one of the instructors saying to a middle school class, "Okay, class, let's go through the homework today. And, okay, now, what kind of a government do we have?" "A democracy!" And all the children shouted out, you know, the right answer: a democracy. Now, where did that right answer come from? Well, that's what they were programmed to say because that's what their textbooks said. Mike, I fought a really tough fight with some of the teachers in some of these school districts because what they wanted to do was have automated learning. It was so much easier for teachers to put their minds in park when they went home if they could have computerized instruction delivered to the student's workstation in uniform. So a student could sit in a classroom lab, put headphones on, and have a mouse in one hand, keyboard in the other hand, and click away and learn all the things that they're supposed to learn, like history, like government, like mathematics. And all of that would be from a single point source in California where the programmers would program whatever they were told by the educators designing the curriculum for the entire country. I fought it every step of the way, and they said, "Vinny, do you realize? Do you realize that books wear out in 6 or 7 or 8 years? Do you realize how much books cost? All we have to do is have the internet and these computers, and it'll be so much better for the children. A democracy. Mike, I'm seconding your point. That's how we got here.
I know that there's been so much revisionist history, and you really have to go back and find probably a pre-1970s American history book, and it will indicate that what we have is a republic with a constitution to restrain the government. And as far as spreading democracy, it was George Washington who said we should not entangle ourselves in the affairs of others. The original intent of the founding brothers was that it was the same thing that the Native Americans taught. Realize George Washington, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson grew up as British subjects in households where they were educated that they were subjects to a king. But they grew up around Native Americans who were not subjects to anyone. And their philosophy was what is today referred to as the libertarian philosophy, and is that you can do as you please as long as you're not hurting your neighbor. And your neighbor can do as he pleases as long as he's not hurting you. And if he's not hurting you, leave him alone. And together, you and your neighbor, well, you can do all kinds of things that benefit both of you or your community as long as you're not hurting others. On the other hand, a democracy, well, in the simplest terms, it's two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
Yeah.
Now, your choices are simple. Freedom or mob rule. Freedom is liberty and the philosophy taught by the Native Americans, or mob rule under democracy. You decide which you prefer.
Yeah, a lynching party is a democracy also.
Exactly.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm not too far in driving distance from a city called Lynchburg, Virginia. It used to be called Lynchedburg, where that's what they did. They lynched people. Mob rule. Would you like to talk about the United States Postal Service, or would you like to... I'll tell you what, before we do that, can you tell us what is involved? What are the steps, the physical steps involved in turning in one's marriage contract, marriage license? We come back.
Well,
Mike,
we're running.
When we come back, Mike.
On the other side.
Yeah. Mike Parsons is our newest USAPrepares.com instructor. I'm delighted to have Mike Parsons on board. Seriously, and I know you are too. We'll be right back, right after these few short commercial announcements. Mike's going to be with us for the rest of the broadcast. Please stay tuned.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today,
God, you're
take my, when you go to the
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Mike Parsons with us, and if you'd like to learn a little bit more about Mike Parsons, just go to USAPrepares.com, page one. USAPrepares.com, page one, and you'll see a post with Mike Parsons' name on it. You can click on that. I just want to share with you, I'll tell you what, our website is really, really, really slow. I don't understand it. It happens every once in a while. We got on some real serious topics. But it says Mike Parsons for Tipton County, Tennessee, USAPrepares.com instructor. That's the title of the post. And I guess in a future broadcast, we'll talk about what happened when Mike ran for office. And he indicated that he spent some time in a bunker as a result. And we'll talk about how he was arrested and jailed in another broadcast. And but I want to share with you just the titles of a few other posts. Nearly one-third of recent U.S. military veterans have considered committing suicide. That's nearly one-third. One-third. Okay, obviously something's wrong, and we are having these men and women do things that is so traumatic that they want to kill themselves as a result of it. And, of course, the government is putting them on prescription medications that are making them anxious. Dr. Shuley can talk about that with us. And also, 9 armed agents raid an animal shelter because they rescued a baby deer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. 9 armed agents. I'm talking about these guys were dressed in battle armor, okay? And they raided an animal shelter because they were caring for a deer, a baby deer. They rescued it. These guys are out of control. And the best on-point editorial gets a Chattanooga Times Free Press editor fired. Why? Because he said the truth about Barack Obama coming to town, announcing yet another brilliant jobs creation scheme. And this editor took exception to it and said, you know what? If you think you can create jobs, go take it someplace else because it doesn't work there. It won't work here. He basically said, take a hike, got himself fired. Postage stamps were 3 cents, and hopefully we'll have a little bit of time to talk about. They were 3 cents, and what the heck happened? What the heck happened? 46 cents now. And also, those of you who have Googled pressure cooker and backpacks, you might get a visit from the cops. No kidding. Now, I did that. I did that. And if they come to my door and they say, did you buy a pressure cooker? I'm going to say, take a hike. Now, seriously. And I expect these guys to show up in battle armor. I expect, you know, a whole bunch of cars and armored vehicles and all that showing up on the farm. Of course, they're going to have to take a hike because, well, they should take a hike because if they can read the posting. But what I'm saying is, have you Googled pressure cookers? What the heck? My grandmother had a pressure cooker and my other grandmother had a pressure cooker. We've had them in our family. What? We can't have pressure cookers now? Come on. Come on. And we can't have backpacks? Come on. The military has backpacks, don't they? I see them all the time. Okay. So, and then how to plant an organic herb garden. So, and one other one. People are angry and unrest is spread throughout the United States. I've verified it. I've talked to a whole bunch of people who have behind-the-counter jobs in stores, and they say, absolutely. Absolutely. People are angry, they're restless, and they should be. They should be. So Mike Parsons, if someone wants to learn more about turning in their marriage license and actually wants to do it, what is the process?
Well, there's a lot of people that are going about it in different ways, and one that I found to be very successful and actually lawful and proper is filing a UCC-1 form and properly filed with the Secretary of State basically surrenders anything that you have that you've obtained from the state or federal government, whether it be a Social Security number, a marriage license, a birth certificate, driver's license, hunting and fishing licenses, pilot's licenses, any of these instruments that convert a right into a privilege. You can surrender and give back to them. And at the point that it's filed and it's surrendered, you've been given notice that it's been received. That's it. And you can go about the you know, operating freely as a human being again. And,
Mike,
of course, that's
right.
The big thing that
Mike,
I want you to know is that under common law, everything that you do, when we were talking about taxes, anything that's a common law right is not taxable. There's, you know, the definition of income, you can't find it. They won't define it because they don't want you to know the truth. Certain things that you have that are gains, such as if someone comes to your farm and helps you build a fence and they've traded their labor for whatever you pay them in, that's an even exchange. There's no gain. As opposed to you putting money into a bank and drawing interest on it, that could be considered a gain. Or if you're getting paid from a government operation as an employee, that is taxable. So there's areas where you're obligated to pay taxes, but there's also areas where you're not, and they rely on people's stupidity to go along with the crowd, to be a sheeple.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about flying, Mike. Can you fly an airplane without a license?
Sure. It's not necessarily recognized as a legal act, but people do it every day. And to the degree that people were building their own planes, manufacturing their own planes that were outside of the scope of the FAA, they had to recognize this recently, not too many years back, with these ultralight provisions that came about to where people can build their own ultralight and fly them with absolutely no license whatsoever. Now, they do give you guidelines such as don't go into a controlled airspace. You know, don't get in behind heavy aircraft because of the, you know, the problems you'll encounter with wake turbulence. But the reality is that under martial law, you can do anything. And we're under martial law. Now, just because they don't tell you that we're under martial law doesn't mean that you're not. Anytime the president makes a declarative statement that we're under an emergency, that's martial law by definition. And they keep reasserting these emergencies so that they can have the power, so to speak, to go about doing all these things that they're doing that they don't have jurisdiction to do. And I know at the expo, Sheriff Richard Mack was there and talking about the sheriffs and getting them involved. And, yeah, if you can do that, that's great. If you get them to do what they are obligated to do for you. But remember, they can only do that which you have given them the power to do, and you've never lost that power to do what you can delegate to them to do. So the right that you have to enact an arrest as a citizen or as a human being, it's never gone away. Just because there are police doesn't mean that you don't have the power or the right. Actually, we give them powers. We have rights. Yeah, you've got a right to defend yourself. You have a right to arrest. In the Zimmerman case, we obviously saw that you have a right to stand your ground, and to the degree that you have a right to defend yourself with lethal force, I think that's what we saw there. Tragic event. Had you know, things been differently, certainly. I love life. I am not a person that chooses to take the value of life lightly. As a matter of fact, when my son was growing up and he was in a private Christian school at the time, and they had a an activity in the fourth grade, they wanted them to go out and collect all these bugs and put them on some type of presentation to present to the class. Well, they didn't say this, but the intent was that you're to go out there and catch bugs, kill bugs, and stick them on a corkboard. Mm-hmm. But they didn't say what you had to do. So what we did was we had him catch bugs and hold them up in his hand or on a pen or whatever, took photographs of them, put all the photographs on the board. So no life was lost, and some people were laughing, I'm sure. But the reality is that the bugs serve a purpose or they wouldn't be there. You know, I'm not able to go behind God and say, well, you made a mistake with this cricket. You know, what's the purpose other than putting some chocolate on them and some seasoning? They don't have much of a benefit to anybody. But the reality is that the teacher in this Christian school didn't understand why he took photographs and why he didn't stick bugs and kill bugs on this corkboard as everyone else did. And he wrote at the very bottom, very well articulated in his words, not mine, that our job is not to destroy life, but to preserve it and maintain it. And he quoted some scriptures and put that in there. And he said when the teacher asked him, he directed her to the bottom of the display, and she never said another word. He got an A, and things were great. But people are conditioned into believing that they have to do certain things a certain way. They're led to believe. This is all the trickery. This is part of the magic thing. This is the deception. And you have to realize what you're dealing with and choose to do that which you know is right.
Couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. And one of our instructors was at the university back in the 1970s, one of USAPrepares.com's instructors, and he was instructed to build an amplifier, a very simple amplifier in electrical engineering, early classes in electrical engineering. And instead, he decided to build a digital FM receiver. I'm talking early 70s, way with a digital display, with LEDs that just surfaced on the market. And you turn the knob, and which was a potentiometer, and it would light up a bar graph as to what frequency you were listening to. So in addition to having an amplifier in this FM receiver, which was designed from scratch with the latest Murata filters, there was the amplifier, and it did way, way, way above and beyond everything that was expected. And this was like a graduate-level project at the least. Well, that USAPrepares.com instructor failed that particular project because he didn't do what he was told. So, Mike, there are a whole bunch of us for a very, very long time who have not followed direction very well. And, class, I say none of us could hold a job at USAPrepares.com. All of us are innovators. All of us are creative thinkers. We've just arrived at the same thing, at the same destination. When we come back, let's talk about postage stamps. I'm trying to get to my website, and you know what? I can't get to it. I can't get to it. They're playing games with me. I mean, I want to share with you how postage stamps have gone up so much in price since I've been alive, over 10 times. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Clearly, class, if you're over the target, that's why you're taking flack. I'll tell you what. I'd like to suggest you go to our website, usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. I can't get there. I can't do anything on the website. I can't update it. I can't look at it. It is non-responsive. Is that what's happening to you? Please let me know. Send me an email at Vincent at USAPreparers.com. Vincent at USAPreparers.com. I'll tell you what, Mike Parsons, I didn't realize you had so many friends in low places. Jeez, seriously. These guys really don't like you. They don't like what you're saying. We are clearly over the target.
Well, there's a lot of things that people have to take account of. And yes, when you're over the target, you're going to get the flack, and we'll have to get into that another day. But you're talking about the post office. I'm trying to do some searches on my end, and I'm running into the same thing. It's start page normally is very reliable, but all of a sudden it's just bouncing around. And this is a brand new computer.
Well, let me share with you. I was able to find some information from a source that you would not expect. Let me tell you what happened, class. In 18, I'm just going to give you the years, not the months, but in 1863, stamps, postage, was 3 cents, 1863. And it was a lot of work mailing a letter, sending a letter through a carrier, through the, postage, or through the postal system, United States Post Office, or, the Postal Service in 1863. It was tough. It was done by a horse. So then, in 1917, it was still 3 cents. And then in, let's see, in 1932, it was 3 cents. And in 1958, it went to 4 cents. 63, it went to 5 cents. 68, 6 cents. 71, 8 cents. 74, 10 cents. 75, 13 cents. 78, 15 cents. 81, 18 cents. And then it really started going up quickly, okay? 85, 22 cents. Now, that's a 10% increase from 81 to 85. Went from 20 to 22. And then 1991, 29 cents. I'm going to skip a whole bunch. In 2006, 39 cents. 2007, 41. 2008, 42. 2009, 44. 2012, 45. And currently, 46 cents. It started out at 3 cents. Now it's 46 cents. Mike, who is the United, who is the Postal Service? Is it private? Is it public? What is it?
That's still a mystery to me because it acts somewhat of a clone. It has the autonomous nature of a government agency, but it runs into financial problems like a corporation talking about all its debt, and its reason for raising revenue through the postal rates is because it needs to make a profit, and no other government agency gives a hoot about a profit. So therein, it would give the indication it's a corporation. The thing I'm finding more right now on the wire services is the fact that just like the NSA is spying on our phone calls, the Postal Service is photographing the front and back of every envelope so they can easily know which banks are sending you literature, credit card companies, if you're being sent subpoenas. They can connect the dots, as it were, immediately to see who's communicating with who via the mail. And, of course, the way to get around that, folks, is simply don't put your return address on the envelope. Put the recipient's address in both places. That way it hits a loop. So if you're sending something, this is fun too, if you're sending certified mail and people just refuse it, you put the recipient's address in where you would put yours, and it'll get in that loop, and they'll just keep cycling it back and forth, and they'll eventually have to get it one way or the other. And then you'll have proof via that discrete code. If you're ever trying to serve someone, that's a way to do that.
I love it. When you get your cell phones, get them. Call Roy Birdsong and get an anonymous cell phone.
I don't believe UPS tracks and photographs everything at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they do. And that's why they closed down our little post office, and all the mail goes to Springfield, Missouri. Not from our little town where the post office used to do it. Goes through Springfield, Missouri, where they can photograph it all. Mike Parsons, thanks so much for being with us. Be safe, be careful, and we'll talk in a few days. Mike Parsons, latest USAPrepares.com instructor. Check out the website if it ever comes back up. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.